Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I mentioned earlier when we were talking about the Jets, I'm a solutions man. And sometimes you've got to try something. So as the Yankees get set for Game 3 of the World Series, there's a myriad of reasons why they're here. We'll go through some of Boone's decisions a little bit later on from Game 1. But ultimately, they haven't hit enough. Ultimately, they haven't gotten the big hit. And ultimately, Aaron Judge just hasn't performed.
Yes.
And so this is a very tricky spot that Aaron Boone is in. I remember Carlos Mendoza being in this spot about a week and a half ago, and I said, it's not easy deciding to make changes in the middle of a series because the last thing you want to do is panic. You don't want to panic, but you want to try something. So, before we tell you the move that Aaron Boone is planning on making, let me tell you the move I would make, and it involves Aaron Judge.
Okay.
So I want to go back, because it's all relatable and it all comes together with my thought process
right.
on this.
Is this what you said on Friday?
I don't remember what I said on
Friday.
Okay,
but I'll tell you if you said the same thing on Friday.
Okay.
Obviously, it didn't happen over the weekend, but I'll be interested if it's exactly what you said on Friday.
So, it's very different than what I said on Friday. I can tell you that right now. So, when Pete Alonso was struggling, I rejected the idea of dropping him in the order.
Okay.
Because I think I don't think it serves any purpose. Like, A-Rod being dropped against Detroit in 2006 was just embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That's all it really did. So for anyone who's saying Aaron Judge shouldn't be hitting third, he should be hitting fifth or sixth, like, I don't think that does any good. So I'm against that. What the Mets did with Pete is they moved him up.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
That's what I thought you were going to suggest. Move him up and put him in a more important position.
Like where?
Like leadoff.
Like leadoff. That's my man right
nice.
There. Nice. I would lead off Aaron Judge. And I know that's kind of crazy right now because Gleyber Torres has been so brilliant
right.
as a leadoff hitter. But I want to try something because Aaron Judge is struggling. Like, there's no denying it anymore. And we could sit back and say, just run him out there every day and hope he gets hot.
Yeah, eventually he'll figure it out because he's Aaron Judge and he's a great player. And so if you just keep giving him opportunities, he'll get hot. But the problem is you only have two more games.
That's my issue.
Theory.
That's why, like, there's a fine line between panicking and trying something. And Aaron Judge leading off something we've seen before. It's not completely foreign. And I want to give you a baseball reason on why before Sean and you guys tell me it's a brilliant decision or you're an idiot. Aaron Judge needs to take the pressure off of himself. Because I think
that's what it is.
I do. I think he's chasing more than he's ever chased.
Of course. I mean, his chase rate out of the zone is just it's almost doubled.
So what do you do? What do you do is you tell him, don't worry about 2-1 and nobody out to start a game. Lead off the game.
You do
and
him,
get on base.
You do what Tom Coughlin did to me. If you don't quit fumbling, you're not going to play.
Well, that's what Sean suggested a month ago, and it was the dumbest opinion ever.
It can't happen. But you did suggest something on Friday that I thought was interesting, because what we're starting to see is he's getting in these pressure moments because teams will literally walk Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge.
And they should.
Of course they should, because he's not hitting.
When they walked Soto for Judge over the weekend, I remember, unlike the previous time, saying, this is a no-brainer.
Yes.
How would you ever face
Juan
Soto?
Yeah, originally it was, no, that's just, you can't do that. Now it's like, you should, you know, walk Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge. But on Friday, and you didn't come back to this, you said flip Stanton and Judge.
Yes. That's another idea.
Put him in the cleanup spot so that Stanton is protecting Soto. So you can't walk Juan Soto because then you might make yourself vulnerable to a multi-run home run.
So I'm effectively doing the same thing because the lineup I would suggest is flipping Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres, where Aaron Judge becomes the leadoff hitter. He's protected by Juan Soto, so the same purpose occurs. But really what's important is Aaron Judge has found himself in these spots with 2-1 and nobody out. It seems like a lot. And I think he's overthinking it. And I think to start a game off by being in that leadoff spot, something he's done before, it now becomes just get on base.
Yeah.
And if you get on base, you're setting up Juan Soto.
Right.
And oh, by the way, you're setting up Gleyber Torres, who's been great.
And if you happen to hit a home run, fantastic as well.
If you hit a leadoff home run, fan-freaking-tastic. We all love it, right?
Mm.
So it's out of the box, but it's also not, like, insulting.
Yeah.
Because I think dropping Judge in the order is an insulting move that Joe Torre tried with Alex Rodriguez, and I don't think it serves a purpose. So my answer on how to try something around Aaron Judge's slumping is to lead him off today with Judge 1, Soto 2, Glaber 3, Giancarlo 4. What up?
I could get down with that.
Thank you.
Sean?
That idea makes me want to throw up all over the
place. Oh, come on. That's a little too
much. No, here's why. Two reasons. Number one, you're not taking into account how this would affect Gleyber Torres as well. And I don't want to touch Gleyber Torres with how he's been the most consistent hitter, hitting him leadoff. Okay. I worry about moving him back down.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay.
I got to hold on. Yeah,
here we
got to hold on. I hear you, and you're right. Gleyber Torres, his average is at 300. He's always on base. You can count on him to get hits. It's not translating into runs. That's the problem.
Right.
So with your argument, with leaving it at status quo, it's not translating into runs.
Which is why I would agree with you. I would just hit Stanton third and Judge fourth. I would put all the pressure and make a pitcher go, oh my God, I got these first two guys on. Here comes a guy who hits a home run every other at bat, and he's going to go down his leg in that
spot. I know to you, and even to a lot of people listening, this is going to sound crazy, because the cleanup spot was a spot in the order that we grew up almost ignoring.
Yeah.
Dude, it's insulting to Aaron Judge.
I'm
telling you right now.
You know what?
He can't bat, yes.
Sorry.
You know why?
Why?
Means he doesn't bat in the first inning, potentially.
I'll get lost.
And that matters.
He bats in the first inning with the way these two guys get on all the time. And Stanton's had no problem flip-flopping 5-4, 4-5.
Stanton's not Judge, bro.
I'm sorry. That's insane.
Stanton's not the MVP.
With all due respect.
Aaron Judge is going to be the MVP of the American League this year.
Not of this series. And if Aaron Judge is a true captain of this team, you're not asking him to bat 8th or 7th like it happened to A-Rod once. Batting 4th, you live with it. Also, another reason I don't want Aaron Judge batting leadoff, the way he's going right now, let's say that doesn't fix the problem. Alex Verdugo, for as good as he's been with his glove, is back to being an automatic out batting 9th. And if you turn him around, I don't want him and Judge right now being two automatic outs in most
innings
when they come up.
So my idea, a little out of the box, would be to do something different. Try something the way Carlos Mendoza tried throughout the postseason. We have the answer. That's why it was important for me to give this opinion now, because I knew Aaron Boone's going to run that lineup out, and we're going to get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, your New York Yankee lineup, and what did Aaron Boone do? Did he try anything different of substance? Substantial note?
Substance.
Substance.
The answer is not really. Here's your Yankee lineup.
Yankee starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. You want me to read it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Leading off, Gleyber Torres at second base. Thanks, Booney. Batting second, Juan Soto in right. Batting third is Aaron Judge in center. Cleaning up is Giancarlo Stanton DHing. Batting fifth is your third baseman, Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm!
Batting sixth is Anthony Volpe, the shortstop. Batting seventh is Anthony Rizzo, the first baseman.
I have that backwards, by the way. I am looking at my lineup card from RotoWire, and I have Rizzo and then Volpe.
I have mine from the official Yankees Twitter account.
Wow. I'll trust the Yankees. All right, fine.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Anthony Volpe batting sixth. Anthony Rizzo batting seventh. Jose Trevino batting eighth and catching, so no Austin Wells.
Yeah.
And batting ninth, your left fielder Alex Verdugo with Clark Schmidt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune,
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
On the bump.
So Aaron Boone, outside of the catching flip, which we'll get to in a second, did not make any changes of note. The lineup is staying very, very similar in terms of the top of the order. Do you think that's a mistake, Tim?
Well, I think it's come home, let's get the energy of the Yankee crowd and hope that it gets back to how it's supposed to be. It's a risky move, but I also think that, but leaving the status quo, by the way, but I think it's also, you don't want to panic. You don't want the clubhouse to think that you're panicking.
Do you think
you don't
panicked?
Want midway through the World Series to just flip things all around to how it's always been?
Do you think that Mendoza panicked when he made a lot of lineup changes throughout the postseason?
No, but I don't think he was working off any precedent. I think he was working from, this is my first go at this, and I'm going to go with my gut.
Mm. And go with your stars, because the stars, 100%. Especially Soto and Judge, are as locked in as anybody in baseball, and they've been hitting in that same spot all year long. While the Mets have made a lot of lineup changes throughout the year, Soto and Judge at 2 and 3 has been one of the biggest constants in all of baseball.
Right, and for the most of the regular season, it was unbelievable constant.
I think there's a fine line that Aaron Boone is not trying to do here between not panicking but trying something. And it's not easy, because I'm not a supporter of panicking. Like, I think Joe Torre panicked when A-Rod got dropped to 8.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to tell you that. I don't think that flipping Judge to a leadoff spot or even flipping Judge and Soto, I don't think that's a panic move. That's a, hey, let me get the MVP going move. And now nothing has changed. And wow. So it's cross your fingers and hope that being at Yankee Stadium, being in Game 3, and what I've said all along, which is great players will eventually show their greatness if you give them enough opportunities, that tonight, of all nights, will be the night where Aaron Judge reminds all of us who he is.
I'm going to push back that nothing important has changed. I love what he did here with the middle of the order. Instead of worrying about the Judge situation, we have now seen in this series Jazz Chisholm Jr., who was my pick to heat up, get on base, create a run, right? Putting him and Anthony Volpe back-to-back with their speed in front of Anthony Rizzo, who is hitting to so much contact right now, you're banking on one inning. And it may only take one inning tonight where both of those guys get on. They're in scoring position before you know it, and Anthony Rizzo is knocking them home. I love putting the two speed
now,
guys back-to-back.
What do
there.
You think of sitting Austin Wells for Jose Avino?
I hate it.
That was my get-hot guy, by the way, Austin Wells. And now he has no chance to get hot because he will be sitting his butt on the pine.
Until he pinch hits late in the game.
Yeah, and but, I mean, you're not hot if you're pinch hitting in late in the game.
I just feel the job he does defensively is so much better than what Trevino can do. I'm worried about Ohtani getting on, stealing a base, doing whatever he's doing with the shoulder. I just would give Austin Wells one more shot here at home to get the bat going a little bit. My first reaction is I don't like it.
I kind of lean towards that as well. Like, Austin Wells hasn't hit much. I don't think there's any denying that. He did it at a home run. It was in game 4, if I'm not mistaken.
ALCS.
Of the ALCS against Cleveland, which feels like 6 months ago. I think I'd stick with him mainly because Jose Trevino is what he is. He has a very tough time throwing guys out at second base. Right. I don't know if the Dodgers are going to open up their run game here. You know, Shohei Ohtani is expected to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
He hasn't done a lot of running until
he did
the other night, and he injured his shoulder.
Right.
So I think you hurt yourself in the run game. And I just don't think there's as big of an upside offensively with Trevino as there is with Austin Wells.
And what a sad bar when you hear, well, he puts balls in play. That was part of the reason he pitched.
Well, that's why he
pitched.
Yeah. All you needed was a single would have sufficed. So I kind of get it.
And maybe that's what they're thinking again. He's behind Rizzo, so you get two guys to put the balls in play with Chisholm. And
well, Vincent. I think there's a great chance late in the game we're going to see Austin Wells pinch hit for Trevino. We're going to see the opposite.
Yeah.
Circumstance led to Trevino pinch hitting because a left-hander was on
but
the mound.
So what's the thought process then with Austin Wells pinch hitting and in, because he's not focused on whatever he's got to do defensively, that he's going to be more dialed in to getting hits?
No, I don't think it's anything about that. I think
why is Jason Dominguez on this postseason roster?
Well, that's the other thing that was worth thinking about. Alex Verdugo, and I give him a lot of credit for the defensive play he made against Ohtani the other night, okay? That was an underrated defensive moment that everyone forgets about because, A, he fell into the stands, which kind of led to the intentional walk, and then also Freddie Freeman hits a grand slam.
He also had a diving catch in that game, too.
No, he did. He's been great defensively, but he's not hitting. And so it comes back to that question I asked before about that balance between panicking and trying something. Alex Verdugo offensively has been one of the least productive left fielders in baseball since June 1st.
So why do you...
That's a fact.
But there's no chance to think that he's going to come out of that.
So then why not try Jason Dominguez?
I agree. That's why I'm asking. Why is he on this roster right now?
Or how about this? Trent Grisham, 2 career homers off Walker Buehler.
I can't do that. I looked at that as well. It's interesting. Yeah. There's not a lot of career numbers against Walker Buehler.
It's interesting because Trent Grisham, I feel like, is a guy who could just pick up his bat and go perform. Or pick up his glove and go perform.
I'm telling you right now. Sean Morash saying, oh, just start Trent Grisham.
I'm not saying
Aaron
start.
Boone.
I'm not saying start.
Release that lineup.
I'm not saying start Trent Grisham. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, there'd be riots outside of Yankee Stadium.
In a moment where you need somebody to ignite you. I don't know why I feel confident in him for some reason.
I would give Dominguez that shot, but I think what we're seeing here from
clearly they don't want the young kid. That's what it comes down to. Which makes me question why the hell is he even on the roster?
Yeah, as a pinch runner late in games. That's basically what it is. Look, that's why he's here.
Trent can run.
Look,
enough.
Here's the real reality why he's on the roster. They're carrying the max amount of pitchers.
Right.
So you need to carry a few position players. It's a rule.
Right.
But I think by not going to him now shows you they're never going to him.
Yeah.
And they're
going
to trust Verdugo's defense, which has been very good. That's why I say it's not an easy decision necessarily, because I commend Verdugo's defense. That catch he made the other night against Ohtani, that ball bounces in the stands. Ohtani, next pitch, could double up the alley.
Yeah.
We could be talking about something completely different.
Right.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app